All right, welcome into the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady joined by the great Cody Felicia today. Happy to have you here with us today, Cody.
Thank you, Trevor. Happy to be here.
All right.
So what is up?
Yeah, I'm going to kick us off today and then let you go second here. So did you know that polar bears can turn green in captivity?
What? They turn green? Why?
Yeah, so when polar bears are in captivity, particularly in warmer climates, when they're in zoos or wildlife sanctuaries, algae can actually grow on their hair and turn it green, and they have a green tint to their fur. And so the effect is actually completely harmless, and obviously it looks kind of cool. And it's easily reversible with a salt solution infused bath. But a lot of times you'll see polar bears in zoos in warmer climates that their fur actually appears greenish.
That is really cool.
Pretty crazy.
I did not know that. I would be mind blown if I saw a green polar bear.
I know. So would I.
If you see one, give him a salt bath. He needs it.
Right. Exactly. So when I was looking at this, I found some other small facts about polar bears too. They're kind of crazy to me. Polar bears that are pregnant can spend 240 days fasting without eating a thing.
Oh, my God. That's crazy to think you can't eat while pregnant.
It's crazy. I know. And then the heaviest polar bear ever recorded was 2,200 pounds, which is a pretty big polar bear.
You don't want to be crushed by that one.
And then the average polar bear can swim at the speed of 6.2 miles per hour.
Oh, man. I would lose at a race with a polar bear.
Same here.
Like, dude, you go for it. You got this. Yeah. Go here. Polar bears. I love it.
Yeah. So
I love it.
That's what I have today. And what do you have for us today?
I have the 1904 World's Greatest Fair that was hosted in St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah, it's pretty cool. The fair was to celebrate the centennial of the 1803 Louisiana Purchase. It was over 1,270 acres of fair.
Wow.
With over 62 countries attending and over 19 million visitors.
Wow.
In Missouri.
I'm happy that you're talking about this because I heard you talking about it on the morning show, and so I'm excited.
I love it. I've been obsessed with it for weeks. So they called it indescribably grand, and it is said that there will never be anything like it again. It took 10 years to build the entire fair.
Wow.
10 years to build this fair. The structures were like something you would see in Greece or Rome or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
I mean, just in this small area. And all of it, all of the buildings were made out of like a paper mache, but like a really strong paper mache.
Yeah.
They built a lagoon, a festive hall. They had cascades, and the dining options were endless.
Wow.
You could literally have something from every country. There was actually a German restaurant there that could hold up to 280 guests at a time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
And endless exhibits to see. The Ferris wheel, that is my favorite part. It's like the Eiffel Tower of a fair, you know, is the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel is everything. So it was exactly 264 feet tall with 36 wooden cars, and each car was big enough to hold up to 60 people at a time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
People got married on the Ferris wheel. They got married on top of the cars, in the cars. And there was actually some famous people that attended the World's Fair as well. Helen Keller was there.
Wow.
Geronimo and Thomas Edison, to just like name a few. And tons of music. And you know how much I love music. Well, ragtime was starting to come out then and be popular. And it was considered like the taboo music to listen to.
Mm.
And it was just something, it's just mind-blowing. It lasted, the World's Fair lasted from April 1st to October 1st in 1904. And after the fair, after 10 years of building, they literally blew all of it up.
Wow.
And one building is still standing. It is called the Fine Arts Museum. It is still there because they made it to be fireproof to protect all the art at the fair. And one of the pieces include the original signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
And that's all I have. I'm a big nerd on it. I know it's a lot, but
that is really cool stuff.
It is neat. It's definitely worth the research.
That's crazy that they spent that long making it. And then, I mean, it was a pretty long fair, if you said from April to October.
April 1st to October 1st, 1904.
And then once it was all done, they just
blew it up. And there's pieces, like there's a piece of a birdcage, I think, in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the Fine Arts Museum is still there. So it's pretty cool to know that there's still pieces.
Yeah.
left. That's the awesome. Ferris wheel, gone.
Yeah, dang.
I know.
That stinks. That is really cool. I honestly never even knew that was a thing.
I didn't either. Here they never made it a big deal, but now I'm making it a big deal.
Yes, I'm happy you are. I'm bringing light to one of the probably the greatest fair ever.
It is awesome.
That's awesome.
It is cool.
Well, it was fun having you on the show today. I appreciate you stopping by. I think we'll probably have you on tomorrow again.
Yay, I hope so.
Be fun. So I'm sure you learned something new today on the Did You Know Show. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m. Have a great rest of your Thursday.